Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Tobacco is grown in a
field.
What things would you say were grown in a patch in a field?
Turnips, collards, potatoes.
All right. Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Yes.
The fence made of twisted wire with sharp points on it is called
barbed wire.
All right. And can you name any other fences made of wood?
Yes, picket fence.
All right. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the
post.
What would you call just one of them?
Post.
What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Stone wall.
All right. What term would you use in describing your best dishes?
China.
Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
Yes.
What would you call this egg?
China egg.
All right. What would you use to carry water in?
Pitcher or barrel.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Wood and sometimes metal.
Would you call it something else if that bucket type container is made of tin, galvanized metal, or plastic?
Yes.
What would you call it then?
Pail.
All right, what kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps for the pigs?
Slop bucket.
All right, did you have one with legs in the old fireplace?
No.
All right, what about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
Would you use this for anything else like boiling potatoes?
Yes.
All right, is there another, what do you use to boil water in?
Wash pot.
Water for coffee, maybe.
A kettle. All
right, what would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in to keep in your house?
Flower pot.
What would you call the containers in which you put your cut flowers?
Vase.
All right, what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knives, forks, spoons.
All right, if you had served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak.
Knife.
All right. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must blank the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, she then?
Rinses the dishes.
All right. What do you call that cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
When you work in the field and then bought water in a cart or wagon, what was that container called?
A barrel, I think.
Or did it have something you could turn to get the water to run into a dipper or a cup?
Yes.
What was that called?
A spigot.
All right, people used to buy flour in a what?
Sack.
A much larger amount of flour. What did people used to buy a much larger amount of flour in?
A barrel.
All right, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
A barrel.
All right, what about lard?
A barrel, I guess. I don't.
All right. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel. All
right. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
All right, if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
paper bag.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packet?
A sack.
All right, what about 50 pounds of flour?
A sack.
All right, what do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
Kroger sack.
What about feed, seed, and manure?
Kroger sack.
All right, what do you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A bush.
All right, what about the amount of wood you can carry?
Handful. All
right, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
light bulb.